Welcome to the Simply Be Sustainable podcast. I'm Brooke Chase, your host and tree hugger new bestie. I'm on a mission to live a more fulfilling life with less. Less stuff, less waste, less stress, and more of what really matters. Join me each week for personal stories, tips, and simple swaps. Together, we'll learn to live simply, be simple, and simply be for a greener, brighter future, one episode at a time. Let's get to it. Hello and welcome to another episode of Simply Be Sustainable. My name is Brooke Chase. I am your host and I am freaking excited for today's episode. So here's what we're going to do. It's 12 days until Earth Day. And I mean, I celebrate Earth Day every single day, but I hope that these next 12 episodes, I'm going to try to do an episode every day from now until Earth Day. So we're going to be rolling. All right, so basically what I'm going to do is tell you guys my favorite simple swaps and just try to keep the episodes a little short, and we're going to try to do one every day. So today, I did not expect to love this swap so much. I actually didn't even think I would care about it, honestly, at all. Today's episode is about toilet paper. So whenever I run out of something, I try to replace it with something sustainable. And that's pretty much like how I go about my swaps. And so I ran out of toilet paper and I was like, I am going to try sustainable toilet paper this time. You know, I'm living by myself. My simple confession for the day is that I use a little bit too much toilet paper. So I was trying to cut back. And I just was like, all right, you know, so I tried the sustainable toilet paper. You guys, it has changed my life. Like, I will never go back to regular toilet paper ever again. It's not that much more expensive, which I really thought it was going to be. To be honest, I didn't even look, and I just assumed that it was going to be so much more expensive. But this toilet paper is called Plant Paper, and it has changed my life. I swear to God. Okay, so we're going to start with some shocking facts. This is crazy. So Americans consume the most toilet paper in the world, and we use about 34 million rolls a day. Annually, this is about 36.5 billion rolls of toilet paper, and 70% of the world does not even use toilet paper, which I had no idea. So apparently there are other solutions. This is insane. I don't even know if I can properly say this number. Is that billions or millions? 473,587,500,000 gallons of water. Like, what? I've never actually read a number that big. To produce all the toilet paper, that's just for Americans. And 253,000 tons of chlorine to bleach it. In terms of electricity, it costs 17.3 terawatts of electricity. To break down this further, it's 37 gallons of water to make a single roll of toilet paper. It uses approximately 27, wait, I don't like these stats. I'm going to use different ones because these are confusing. This one says 27,000 trees are harvested daily for your toilet paper manufacturing. This equates to approximately 15 million trees a year. I mean, these numbers are just insane. And so basically what actually got me thinking about all of this and wanting to do this swap whenever I ran out is because I should have started with this. Did you know that there's formaldehyde in toilet paper? Also, did you know that there's forever chemicals in toilet paper? So, like, we're wiping our booties and our most, like, intimate absorbent parts with something with formaldehyde in it. And forever chemicals, they're getting, like, absorbed into our bodies. Forever chemicals. Like, why? I don't understand why. Why does the toilet paper have to be bleached? I after I heard that, I was like, all right, I'm going to do that for my next sustainable swap. So anyway, so I found this toilet paper and y'all. Okay. So also the branding. I love the branding. I'm sure you guys have heard of the oh crap paper or whatever. I don't know. That's cute, but that's not what I tried. I trust Lightfoot. I got mine at Lightfoot. You can get yours if you want to try it on plantpaper.us, I think is the website. But it's tree-free, toxin-free toilet paper, and it's so cute. So it says protects your most precious environments, like with an S. All right, so I'm going to show you this. So you open up the box, and it says there's two sides of the toilet paper. Like, they have literally reinvented the toilet paper game. Like, this is for sure. Plant paper has two sides, a grippy side for grabbing, okay, and a silky side for dabbing, okay? And I'm going to show you guys a roll of this toilet paper. It comes in a little cute, like, recyclable box. So it's 8 rolls, 200 sheets. They're 3-ply, septic safe. They're FSC certified bamboo, 100% recycled and compostable packaging. No bleach, no formaldehyde, and no BPA. Y'all. Okay. So I'm going to show you this toilet paper. So this side is like bumpy. Wait, hold on. I'll break off a sheet. So this side is like bumpy. I don't know if you can, like, it's like, and then this side is like silky smooth for like, I don't know why I made that sound, but it's like, I don't know, bumpy and silky, for grabbing and dabbing. All right. So it is seriously soft. I mean, how many kinds of toilet paper have everybody used? I mean, I usually just get the cheapest kind, the Scott's kind. It's just like whatever. And I use, like, honestly, my simple confession, I use too much, right? But it's like, I have to have a clean butt. So, you know, whatever. I gotta get it until it's gone. But I don't know. I'm gonna read you the back of this thing because it's amazing. The softest toilet paper on the planet, and it really is. By the way, it is plantpaper.us, and you can, I haven't followed them on Instagram, but I can't wait to, @plant_paper. Toilet paper is supposed to leave you feeling clean, but there's nothing clean about toilet paper made from trees. Just one roll requires over 37 gallons of water and a gallon of additives like bleach, formaldehyde, chemicals that poison our waterways and accumulate in our bodies. That's what I was telling y'all about. Leading to UTIs, hemorrhoids, and fissures, which I don't even know what that means. The fluffier and whiter the paper, the more likely it is to contain these chemicals. So if you're using that Tush song, Charmin Charm, it's probably full of formaldehyde. Then there's the cost in trees. Okay, so this is where we're getting into 27,000 of which are flushed down the world's toilets every day, destroying the world's most important carbon sinks in the process. What's more, even the plushest tree paper pills, shreds, and tears, leaving unwanted artifacts behind. There's nothing clean about that. Plant paper keeps the trees in the ground and the harsh chemicals out of the most precious environments. Mm-hmm. Made from strong, silky fibers of minimally processed FSC certified bamboo, plant paper is 100% bleach formaldehyde and PBA free, making it soft on you and on the planet. Plant paper keeps you clean and leaves no trace. So, literally, like, I'm just telling you guys, I'm never going to go back to like any other toilet paper. Like, this toilet paper has changed my life. It is so good. This is like embarrassing to tell you guys, but like, I can get down to like, and I was using, I'll just show you. So if I was using like Scott's toilet paper and I like took a pee, I would probably use like, I know there's different, I'm like a scruncher. This is probably how much toilet paper I would use if I, like, maybe a little bit less than that if I peed. And I won't go into the other situation. But literally, if I can use 2 sheets of toilet paper. I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not kidding. And no, I don't get pee on my hand. Yeah, I'm never going back to regular toilet paper ever again. I'm just obsessed with this toilet paper. So anyways, that's my simple swap for the day. Get yourself some plant paper. I promise you will not regret it. I will immediately be finding out if they have an affiliate program because I'm not going to stop talking about this. And our commercial for the day, which this is very exciting. I have a new affiliate marketing. You guys know I'm obsessed with frownies. My new one is ClearStem. I don't have a bottle in front of me, but if you are anyone that like suffers from hormonal acne, I have literally had this problem since I was 22 years old and I don't have it anymore. There are pills, they're like supplements and you take them with food. And sometimes I take two, sometimes I take three. You're supposed to take three. I haven't had a breakout since. I mean, I don't know if you can see on YouTube, like, but I mean, look at my skin. It's crazy. It's toilet paper and ClearStem have changed my life and frownies. Yeah. So I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Please tell me what you think about this whole toilet paper thing. Have you tried it? Have you tried any other sustainable ones? And tell me on Instagram at simp.lee.b. And it's just the letter B. You can check out my website. I'll be blogging about this, I'm sure. It's www.simplyb.world. And 12 days until Earth Day. So yeah, this is amazing. And I can't wait to chat with you guys every day until Earth Day. And then hopefully I can get my act together and start doing these once a week like a normal person, like a normal podcaster. Anyways, I love you guys and try this DP. Let me know. Toodles. Thanks for listening to another episode of Simply Be Sustainable. If you liked what you heard, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Tag me and share things you learned, like or don't, on Instagram at simp.lee.b or check out my website at simplybe.world to read my blog, try my unrecipes, or join my Facebook group. Remember, alone we can do a little, but together we simply do more. New shows drop every Thursday at 8 p.m. See you next time.